businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance, such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Watch out, watch out. Look out, look out. Watch out, watch out. Look out, look out.
Oh, yeah, that's something about you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. The OPT Network brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store, fresh meats, and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Yeah.
the bigger show. Three, two.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. The official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wednesday morning. And, of course, we're winding down the week. But before we get right on point, we want to remind you, as we always do, remember, kids are soaking up those last days of summer vacation in every city, USA. And we remind you, as you're traveling in, make sure that you're mindful all throughout the day. Kids are playing. They're not aware. We're engaged on mobile devices. And every single morning, we ask you to do a little bit better today than you did yesterday. Remember, we call it progress instead of perfection. So as you're on your way, please keep that in mind. Be careful. Watch out for yourself as well as others as you're getting there this morning. Well, switching gears on point, I want to introduce you to our guest. Her name is Dr. Mary Lupo. She's one of the country's leading experts in the field of non-surgical skin rejuvenation. Dr. Lupo is a board-certified dermatologist and a clinical professor of dermatology at Tulane University School of Medicine in New Orleans, with more than three decades of experience, where she's been on the cutting edge of non-cutting skin rejuvenation. Dr. Lupo, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So this, you know, this is, I would say that this is the time of the year that we want to all look a little bit better. You know, experts are saying that we're living longer, and as we live longer, we certainly want to look better. Of course, it's been touted that 40 is the new 30, 50 is the new 40, and on and on and on. And so for many of us, it starts with our skin and our faces, and that's where we want to start this morning, Dr. Lupo. What do women and men need to do to take better care of their skin, especially in the wake of sunbathing and loving the sun and being in the sun?
Well, that's a great question. You know, people need to be aware of the fact that you get ultraviolet light exposure year-round, but it is its most intense, obviously, in the summertime. And unfortunately, in our quest to always be altering ourselves to some other mythical perfection, we tend to want to have what we don't have. And people who are fairer, who want to get a tan, usually suffer the consequences of significant damage to their skin in the form of not just wrinkles, but brown spots. And in fact, the risk of skin cancer dramatically increases with increasing exposure to ultraviolet light. But I think, to be on point for your show, I think what's really interesting is a change in people's thought process about what constitutes beauty and what is their number one complaint about the aging process. And believe it or not, it is changing from people being as much, if not more, interested in having a luminous, uniform complexion rather than necessarily eliminating wrinkles. So the big bugaboo for people these days is irregular pigmentation of the skin.
And what does that mean, Dr. Lupo, irregular pigmentation of the skin?
It means when you look at the skin, it isn't one color. It has areas where it's either lighter or darker, or a combination of the two. And I think that what people want now, at least in the United States, because there are cultural differences around the world as to what people want to achieve with their physical beauty. But in the United States, people no longer want to be, you know, the extremes. They want to have sort of like that middle of the road, luminous skin, but have it be one color. So the enemies to that are anything that causes irregularity of the pigmentation. And of course, sun does that, because inevitably when people get a lot of sun, it doesn't uniformly darken the skin, unfortunately. It irregularly darkens the skin. So they get what are called age spots or the old term was liver spots. And, of course, mm-hmm. it has nothing to do with your liver. Mm-hmm. We kind of sort of don't know where that name came from. I guess as people got older, they all got them, and maybe a lot of people in the olden days, you know, had liver trouble. But it has nothing to do with the liver. It is a direct, in fact, you can have, quote, age spots when you're very young, mm-hmm. if you've gotten enough sun, and you can be 70 years old and not have a blemish on your skin if you were very conscientious about protecting yourself from sun exposure and protecting it by using sunscreen. And there are things.
And this is what I wanted. Let me stop you right there, Dr. Lupo, because that's what I really wanted to know. A lot of people are wondering if sunscreen really does work. Does it really work?
Yes, sunscreen really works. But I like what you say about progress and not perfection. Mm-hmm. Because when we use a sunscreen, the biggest mistake that you can have is to think that the sunscreen alone is going to give you enough protection. I'm from New Orleans, mm-hmm. and I don't know a person from New Orleans who doesn't go over to Destin or go to South Florida,
Absolutely.
Maybe go to the Bahamas mm-hmm. or go to Cancun. We do that. The water is beautiful. It's relaxing. We all feel wonderful when we get closer to water. And the warm sand, and it's all wonderful, right?
Right.
So I do that too, but I do it a little bit differently than most people do. And what I do is I not only use a high SPF, I use at least a 40, okay. if not a 60. Hmm. I reapply it. I wear a hat, and I call it gratuitous sun exposure. You know, when I'm out snorkeling, there's really no way I can avoid the sun, right? Mm-hmm. But if I'm just enjoying the beach and reading, I sit under the umbrella. Mm-hmm. I don't sit there and bake myself mm-hmm. and allow the because you get so much sun, and this is what people don't realize, is you get incidental cumulative sun exposure over your lifetime.
And what does that mean?
That means critically look at your face in a mirror. Look at the left side of your face, mm-hmm. and then look at the right side of your face. And in the United States, the left side of our face gets significantly much more mm-hmm. sun exposure than the right side of the face because of driving. Mm-hmm. And that 10 minutes to 30 minutes of commute time twice a day over a lifetime of working adds up, and your crow's feet will be a little bit deeper on your left side. You'll have a few more of those little brown freckles on your left side, all the left side, and that is how we know. And these are people who are hardworking people who work 12 hours a day, have two jobs. They don't have time to take a vacation and go to the beach, mm-hmm. but they have profound sun damage on the left side because wow. they're cab drivers or they're truck drivers or they're delivery people, and they're out in that indirect sun mm-hmm. all day long every day. And so it's cumulative. So we know by biological markers in the skin, the breakdown of collagen, the deterioration of the elastic, the irregularity of the pigment that shows up on biopsies when you mm-hmm. take a piece of skin mm-hmm. and you see the irregularity of the pigment cells, the distribution, the amount of pigment that's in the entire layer of the skin. And there's a lot of reasons we get pigmentation. It's not just from the sun. The sun is the number one engine, but inflammation can cause pigmentation.
And what would that mean, inflammation? How could you get inflammation?
A bug bite.
Mm.
And that bug bite heals, but it leaves you with a dark spot.
Okay.
The pimple that you get that you squeeze
right.
will leave a bigger dark spot than the pimple that you don't squeeze. But any type of skin inflammation will disrupt the pigment-producing engine and cause a malfunction temporarily in that spot. So that's why we as dermatologists are always telling people, don't pick, don't scratch.
Dr. Lupo, that is so hard. I was picking this morning. It is so easy to say, but so hard to do. Now, if you have picked, and most people have, is there a way to get that skin pigmentation back to its original state?
Absolutely. One of the so speaking, putting my dermatologist hat on, not just my person hat on, these are the things that we as a dermatologist believe are the most effective remedies for pigmentation problems. Number one, use a sunscreen. The biggest misconception in people who have darker skin types think that they don't need sunscreen, but they need it too.
Right. And so so when we talk about darker skin types, that's people of color, people who...
Absolutely. African-American, Asian, maybe Mediterranean.
Latino.
Middle Eastern descent, Filipino, Hispanic. These are the people that have what is called skin types 4, 5, and 6. And that just means that they are more resistant to sunburning as opposed to skin type 1, 2, and 3, which are your fair redheads and your blondes, the ones with blue eyes. And then skin type 3 would be someone, say, of Italian or French that have a little bit of olive in their skin, but they're primarily Caucasian.
And so so let me ask you this, Dr. Lupo. So you have all those skin types, and then you've told us that there's direct exposure to the sun, and then there's indirect exposure that we're all getting on a regular, everyday basis, probably anytime we're out and about. Okay, so over time, how do you know if you're not necessarily seeing the discoloration, but then sort of as you get older, you'll notice it? When do we really understand that this is a problem, and when we decide it's a problem, how do we treat it?
Well, one of the things you can do, you can ask your dermatologist, and sometimes some plastic surgeons are interested in skin care as well. You might ask them if they have a visual system, an imaging system that has an infrared camera and an ultraviolet camera, and it can tell you the damage that's underneath the skin before it's manifested on the surface of the skin.
And do we know how long it takes to manifest on the surface of the skin?
Oh, it can take 10 to 20 years before you really see it. The dark spots you have in your late 30s could have come from a sunburn you got in your late teens or early 20s. There's definitely a delay factor. And, of course, since we all think that we're impervious to all bad things when we're in our late teens and our early 20s and that nothing bad can happen to us, people don't listen to us when we tell them you really do need sun protection now to prevent the aging and the skin cancers and the sun damage later. And then in addition to that, there's a family of medications called retinoids. And that's a classification of medications. The one that is most well-known, well-tested, most documented would be the Retin-A family. Now, there is an over-the-counter version of it called Retinol that is better than nothing for improving your skin and improving some of the changes that occur as a result of sun damage. But Retinol is not as effective as the prescription retinoids, which includes Retin-A, Tazorac, Adapalene. There are products that are out there that are available only by prescription that are the best.
And what will they do to the skin?
Well, those medications are primarily used, interestingly, for acne. They're used for other things, but they're primarily used for acne because they exfoliate the skin and they normalize some of the skin physiology that's damaged and that can result in the pores getting clogged because the cells don't renew themselves properly. They get stuck in the pore. They cause a clog. So one of the most important things you can do to improve the color, the texture, and the pores of your skin is to get a prescription retinoid. That's sort of like the number one thing you should do is use a sunscreen in the morning and a prescription retinoid at night. And if you don't have access to a dermatologist, then at least get an over-the-counter, an OTC retinol, and there's a lot on the market. You could make arguments about which one might be better. We've actually tested a number of them for Prevention Magazine unbiasedly with an imaging system. Every year I'm sent five products and asked to enroll five patients for each product and do an objective skin imaging analysis with the Vizia imaging system, which is one of those camera-like systems that I described. Mm-hmm. And then we just tell them which product scored the best with that study. And this past year, I believe it was a Neutrogena retinol product.
And so when you, and now, so let me stop you there. For those people that are saying, okay, Dr. Lupo, you're really talking about me. I am starting to see those brown spots. I am starting to see that discoloration. Should that person either go into a dermatologist like yourself or get an over-the-counter retinol, as you talked about, will this help to even out the skin? Will this sort of, not fix, but make the situation on your skin and the spots look better? I mean, visibly better.
An unequivocal, absolutely yes. I think optimally, if you have access and can afford to see a dermatologist because either you can pay for it or you have insurance coverage, that is your ideal circumstance because the dermatologist can tell you what is the reason for the discoloration. Because it may not just be from simple sun exposure. It could be a hormonal problem. It could be from a medication that you're on. Mm-hmm. There's a condition called melasma where it's a little bit different from regular sun.
What is melasma? What is melasma?
Melasma is a very chronic and relapsing skin condition that is manifested by irregular mask-like pigment patches scattered on the face, seen more often in women than men, seen more often in skin types 3 and 4.
So darker skin.
Well, not necessarily.
No?
Like I said, 3 and 4. It's
okay,
the mid-range that's more likely to get it.
Mm.
We're more. It's very much in the Hispanic population, the Asian population, the fairer African-American population, but there is no group that is immune, okay? It tends to be hereditary. It is usually triggered by either oral contraceptives or pregnancy.
Birth control.
Because,
birth control?
Yes, exactly. That's what I mean by oral contraceptives or hormonal replacement therapy. In other words, estrogen is a pigment stimulator. Mm. That's why women's pigment in their body on their body changes when they are pregnant. They get a dark line, goes down from their navel, down toward the pubic area. Certain parts of their body will darken more easily. So this is a very common and a normal reaction. With melasma, the person has an abnormal, an excessive response to the hormonal change, and they get this rampant and irregular and uncontrollable pigmentation on their face.
Mm-hmm.
So we use sunscreens, we use retinoids, and I don't know if we have time to get into it, but there are interventional things that we do in a dermatologist's office for the more severe cases. There are lasers that we use. There are peels that we use. And so, you know, we walk up the ladder. First, we do the basics. We do sunscreen, and you might try an over-the-counter retinoid.
Mm-hmm.
Then you would see a physician who would give you a more advanced and prescription protocol that would include not just the retinoids, but perhaps a bleaching agent. Make some recommendations about topical medicines that also have been found to brighten the skin. Vitamin C in a topical form is very much a skin brightener, and it inhibits pigmentation. Arbutin is another ingredient, kojic acid, azelaic acid. There's a whole bunch of things. So what you do when you see the dermatologist, you're going to the expert.
Mm-hmm.
Who can walk you through the jungle of options that you have that can be very confusing as a layperson, streamline your protocol, work with you, and try to find the protocol that works for you so that, as you say, every day you get a little bit better instead of staying the same or hopefully not getting worse. So this is what a dermatologist can do for you.
Absolutely.
And it's important, you know, it's very important, in my opinion, to give a plug for that look for someone who's a fellow of the American Academy of Dermatology, because being a fellow means that you are board certified. Mm-hmm. To be board certified in dermatology is important because there is a plethora of med spas popping up that are advertising skincare, mm-hmm. and these are emergency room doctors or general practitioners that are not the optimal source of information because their scope of training in residency has not been in the skin. It's been in, sewing you up if you split your head open and you go to right. the emergency room. It's been delivering a baby. You need to ask not just are you board certified, but what are you board certified in, and is that training germane to my problem?
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Lupo, this is a maze of information, and we know that this is the busiest and the very best part of your morning, so we don't want to keep you, but this is what we do want to do. We want to give your website because there is a bevy of information there and how people can connect with you.
Well, my website is www.drmarylupo.com.
Absolutely. Dr. Mary Lupo, we hope that you will rejoin the OPT Network as we really find our way through the maze of skincare and what we need to do about getting better. And, as we said, it's progress instead of perfection, but this was a great start, and you have been wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Absolutely. We're going to get a break here, everybody, but we're back right after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Everybody, this segment is sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. He's been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information on how you can connect with Attorney Chris Roy Jr., 318-487-9537, minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better faster, is their top priority. 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard is their address. The number to phone, 318-445-9700. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. The number to phone for home, auto, and life, 318-487-1881. It's 4 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock, 4 minutes after 9 Eastern. You're on point. We're back right after this. Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Education is a power, the power of transforming things and moving us to another level. We must remember that people must be educated today on what nobody knew yesterday. And also in the classroom, it is so important in this life that we need to learn precisely what those following us must know tomorrow. The greatest lesson in life is learn by what is not taught. That's going to take you a little time to work through it. It's experience, it's growth, it's development, it's trust. It's all the things that make a person complete and whole. As we ponder and children ponder, what must I do for the next level? What do I have to know to be successful in college? What do I have to do to even get to college? Knowing and learning and studying that which is not known puts you in the front of the line for the next generation of learning. I discovered from experience all men are intelligent, but not all men are intellectual. When a man's intelligence and his intellectuality comes together, he's educated. And he needs wisdom to apply what he has learned in life. And then people say, wow, he's successful, he's smart, he's brilliant. Yes, because it's a little bit of things, the small lessons learned to listen. Learn to listen, and then you listen to learn. In silence, we know when not to speak. Those are lessons that will last a lifetime. And believe it or not, a blessing out of season is a burden. Knowing too much can get you in trouble. But knowing how to apply knowledge, wisdom to that which we call a brilliant education is powerful. Use it wisely. Know yourself and then pass it on to others. God have equipped us with everything we need to be successful. And if we use what we have, it works. Never, never give a person a piece of your mind. Because God only gave us enough for us. We don't have enough mind to give away and then maintain. So be careful, be kind, learn something new today. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
The Bigger Show will be live in 3, 2.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's Wednesday, and as I said at the top of the show, we're winding down the week. 16 minutes after 8 local time, 16 minutes after 9 Eastern. And I know many, many parents are getting ready. We don't want to think about it, really. I know last night my brain was going tilt, tilt, tilt. Y'all, can you believe the summer has already wound down? August 12th for most kids, August 11th for others, and the dates vary. But back to school is upon us. And we cannot talk about back to school without talking about an incredible resource for not only young people, but for everybody, and that's the library. This morning, we're joined by Faith Johnson from the Rapides Parish Library talking about the Rapides Library Carnival. Faith, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So good to have you. It's always great to have you. And people who listen to the show know that we love, love, love reading, and it is something that we are proponents of. And anytime we can talk about how to better our kids with reading and books, we want to do that.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about the Rapides Library Carnival.
Rapides Library Carnival will be this Saturday, the 26th, from 10 to 1 p.m. And it is hosted by our tween advisory group, that's kids ages 10 to 13, and our teen advisory board, kids 14 to 18. And these kids heard about the situation in Rapides Parish, where there were over 458 homeless students this year who qualified for the Rapides Parish School Board McKinney-Vinton Homeless Education Program. Mm-hmm. And they are concerned about their peers, and they would like to have a carnival, and that's what they're doing, and all the proceeds are going towards the homeless education program.
Wow. And so, how did they come up with the idea that, you know what, we want to help those young people who are less fortunate than ourselves?
Well, they did this in 2010.
Okay.
And in 2010, it was even a bigger number. It was over 700.
Mm-hmm.
So their hearts just poured out, and they wanted to help. And this year, the kids are so, once they become aware of an issue,
right,
they go for it. Because, and they wanted to make sure that all of the kids that they go to school with, even though they don't know, they aren't able to identify
right.
the kids who may be in this situation, they want to make sure that they have what they need when school starts. And that school, these proceeds will go towards purchasing school uniforms and school supplies or whatever those kids may need through the school board homeless education program.
Absolutely. So talk about the carnival and how the community can come out in support of what these young people have decided to do to help their peers.
Okay. Through this aspect, of course, there will be a lot of fun mm-hmm. while you're helping.
Of course.
And they can come to the main library. All of the activities are inside of the library, and it will be carnival games. It will be spin the wheel. It will be plinko.
Mm-hmm.
It will be ring toss, ping pong toss, balloon dart game, duck pond game, fishing game, and other games. And they can buy tickets, and it's very reasonable. You can come, when you come in the library, the tickets are, they're 50 cents each, or you can buy 3 for $1.
Wow.
Or you can buy mm-hmm. for $5, 15 tickets. And each game will be 1 to 2 tickets,
mm-hmm.
and you'll receive prizes as you win.
Mm-hmm.
So they will also have food, hot dogs, chips, and drink for just $3 for all of that. There's a cake walk and a bake sale,
wow.
and everything you purchase with your tickets. And this is very important. It's important because we want all kids to have.
Right.
And there are kids, they qualify through this program because they may be in a shelter, or they may be living with someone else that, you know, they aren't able to have a roof. You know, sometimes families
have their
have
own
to double,
home. Right.
Yeah, double up.
Mm-hmm.
And they may be living in a hotel, or they
right.
may be living in a car. We never know. But this program needs assistance, and these kids need help. And just if you are able to come in, if you say, well, I don't have children, or come right. in and eat, come in and play Plinko.
Right.
Adults love Plinko, too.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And this all goes towards, the proceeds goes towards a good, good cause.
You know, as you're sitting here and we're talking about it, and we are definitely proponents of the Homeless Coalition, mm-hmm. and we're members of the Homeless Coalition,
yes.
support that. You know, many people think that all kids are afforded the same opportunities and have the same, you know, means as other kids. And we just take for granted that all the kids that we see in our community are going to have school clothes, their parents are going to be able to provide school supplies. But the fact of the matter is 458 is what we know. 458 kids is the number that we know, but there's so many others
yes.
that, as you said, maybe doubling up in homes or maybe sleeping in cars that we really don't know about. And that's why this event, this Rapides Library Carnival, is so critically important to the community.
Yes, yes. And we will also have gift bags to auction off, and in those gift bags will be gift certificates to restaurants and things like
mm-hmm.
that, just by participating in that. And although you may be leaving with something, what you have done in participating
mm-hmm.
and giving of your time and your funds for these kids will go a long, long way. Because being able to put these kids in a uniform
mm-hmm.
like all the other kids,
right.
imagine what that does for that kid in preparing them for learning that
mm.
day. Imagine that if the school board couldn't provide the kids with these uniforms, they wouldn't be sitting in that desk with that, getting that education.
Right.
And the school supplies, they may have all type of worries outside of school, but to be able to walk in with their peers
mm-hmm.
and have access to the same materials as everyone else really makes a difference.
Absolutely. And not only is it going to be fun, great activities, it's for a great cause. We're really asking that the community show up in support of this event. It's going to provide school uniforms and school supplies for homeless children. And it gives parents and students the opportunity to really take a look at the library, to go and check out a book. And one of our heart's goals and missions is to create better readers. You know, we just had Dr. Steve Perry on, and he talked about the test scores and reading and how critically, critically important that is, and how low Louisiana's test scores are and other states in the country. And so this is also really a big part of giving back to those kids.
Yes, it is. And the homeless the McKinney-Vento Homeless Education Program also focuses on, it's not just about giving them supplies and uniforms, they focus on the whole child and,
mm-hmm.
and the goal of having that child graduate from high school. And that's important. The education aspect, they do much more than just school supplies and
right.
school uniforms. But this is the beginning of school, and we really want to push this for the kids. So please, if you can take out time, it's from 10 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's inside. And
so you don't have to worry about the heat of the sun.
Right.
You don't have to worry about the sun
yes.
damage that we've talked about this morning.
Yes.
It's all in the cool of the library.
And there's even a cakewalk and bake sale.
Inside.
So, inside.
Wow.
So you can just come in and,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever you do, whatever you take time out to do to attend, you are helping someone.
Okay, so give people the information. Tell people what branch of the library it's going to be at, how they can connect, and again, the times.
Okay. It will be at the main library this Saturday, July the 26th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 411 Washington Street in Alexandria.
All right. So that's going to be this Saturday. And then give people the phone number, Faith, where they can call if they want more information. And even if you can't make it, you can still bring a donation.
Yes, that is true. They could make out the check to the Rapides Parish Library,
mm-hmm.
and that will go with the proceeds to give. We're giving one big check
right.
to the homeless education program.
And this is what I really want to stress, you guys, everybody who's listening. These are young people. that they came up with this idea. Faith is just one of those incredible people that loves kids, that she's pouring into their lives, and she supports these efforts. And so this is a group of teens and tweens, young people, that really want to come together to be the change that they want to see in their community for other kids. And they realize that these kids, that how fortunate that they are, that they don't have to worry about their school uniforms, and they don't have to worry about their school supplies. So this is where my heart is not only helping these kids who don't have the resources, their parents don't have the resources for school uniforms and supplies and things that they need to give them the confidence on that first day to come out of the gates and get started. But for the kids who have had the hearts to say, you know what, we want to help. So this is what we've got to do as a community. We've got to come out in support and solidarity of those kids who say, you know what, we're not going to just be takers. We're going to be the change that we want to see. So this is really, really twofold. It's helping kids that are in need, and it's helping young people that are starting their lives saying, you know what, we're going to be game changers.
I thank you for saying that, because I've seen some of the kids, like I said, some of the kids are 18, 17. They've been a part of this since they were 10.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids love the community. I can't keep up with them.
Mm-hmm.
They throw out the ideas, mm-hmm. and they are ready, and they mean what they say.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make a difference. And it's wonderful to see them prepare and maneuver to say, we can do this.
Yes.
We can help. And then they say they're going to be there. They show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Integrity.
And yes, yes. They show up, and I've seen the positive aspects of how they have broken out of shyness,
mm-hmm.
and they'll speak up and say, we need to do this, and they are becoming leaders.
Absolutely.
So I am so proud of them. So if anyone needs to reach me, they can reach me at the library at 318-445-2411, extension 1036 or 1030.
Give that number one more time.
318-445-2411, extension 1036 or 1030.
Absolutely. Faith, you know what? We want to thank you. You are one of those incredibly special people that anything that we can do to help the library and help this community, we want to do it because we always see your heart. And we know that you are working tirelessly with young people, even when nobody sees that you're working with these young people from such early ages in their lives. You're teaching them leadership. You're teaching them commitment. They're learning how to be people of their word. When they say they're going to do something, they stick with it. And you know what? That speaks volumes.
Thank you. Thank you. I would like to give the parents credit, too.
Mm-hmm.
I could not do it, because parents do drop off the kids wherever we say we're going.
I love
they
that.
Drop them off. And they meet monthly, even at the library.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids love planning. And I have to also say thanks to the parents.
Absolutely. Kudos to you, to the Rapides Parish Library. Again, it's Rapides Library Carnival. It's happening this Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. For more information, here's the number once again, 318-445-2411, extension 1036. That's Miss Faith Johnson you can connect with. Please help the community, help these kids to be the change that they want to see. Faith, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to get a break here, everybody. It's 8:30 already. Not only are we winding down the week, we're winding down the morning. Part of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart dedicated to excellence. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919, J&J Exterminating is Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control company. Over 50 years of providing trusted and effective pest control service. The number for a free consultation, 318-448-4800. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break, but we're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast. With great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Glow Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
To the master or the MC rap goddess. No joke on the lyric. Sorry to be modest. Yeah. I knew I was the man with the master
the bigger
plan
show.
To make it wiggle with jiggle like gelatin. Just think while I sing.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, we're winding down the week, already in the middle of the week. Can you believe it? I know I say this all the time. Already July 23rd. Oh, it's going quick. And it's going even quicker for kids who are getting ready to head back to school. So I know, parents, you're getting in that mode, or if you're not, we all should be getting in the mode of school supplies. I was calling yesterday to find out where, you know, certain shoes that young Deuce Christmas needs to have for school are, just getting everything in order. As you know, we just realized that the relaxation, the rest of kids, is just about to be over. And so in that vein, I think we've got to begin to start to change not only their thinking, but change the way that we're thinking so that we can get them started and get them coming out of the gate full speed and ready to go. And with that, there is no more exciting time for us than high school football. The gridiron, D.C.
The gridiron.
Yeah. And so many schools are getting ready for jamborees. I mean, we just love this time of the year, right?
Oh, man. Shucks, we can't wait, man.
Yeah. But you know what I'm wondering? I'm wondering how long the heat is going to persist through the football season. It seems like it takes us a little bit of, you know, a little bit of time during the season before we can get that cool, crisp football weather.
Well, you know, once the season starts, it's not going to be long before it cools off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, because that's just football.
That's just football. Yeah,
cool off. It starts off hot and then gradually cools down. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the games are at night, so that kind of helps a little.
Yeah. So we're super excited for this football season. Young Deuce Christmas is going to be in 10th grade. So we'll be following his school and following their team. And just really, we just love high school football. We've always followed it, and we probably always will, just because it's really just neat to see the kids come into themselves.
Absolutely it is.
And so with that said, I know a lot of people are excited. But, you know, right now, D.C., the big dilemma in sports is King James once again, and whether – as he is going back to Cleveland, whether he will be returning to number 6 or will he be sporting number 23. So now he's created this campaign for people to tell him what they think that he should do.
That is the PR thing.
What do you think he should do? Well, he's got a call coming in. Many people think that, you know, as he was number 23 and he created that dynasty and that for Miami, that, you know what, he should leave that behind, as is he's leaving Miami, and that he should head back toward Cleveland in number 6.
That's a caller right there.
Okay, we got a caller on the line. Caller, good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Robert Washington. I want a question with Tony, what problem he has with me, because I heard on radio that Robert Washington character this morning.
Oh.
And you know, evidently,
I know who that
he
is.
Hadn't went over the case and don't know the case.
Wow.
You know, I'm not a politician. I'm not campaigning for anyone. What I'm trying to do is protect my family inheritance and tell the truth of the story of what really happened.
Mr. Washington, wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh, Lord.
My goodness. You just keep popping up here.
He said he heard Tony say this morning about, and I think I heard, let me just kind of clear up, because I heard what he said, too. He said that his mic was open Monday and Tuesday and nobody called him.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I think what he's saying is that if you wanted to say something about him, Mr. Washington, you should have called him. I think, in all fairness to that situation, I think that's what he's trying to say. Now, the last I heard, he was an investigative journalist. Carlette, now you majored in journalism,
uh-huh,
too. Have you ever got a situation where somebody called you?
Right.
In an investigation that you were doing?
Never.
Or did you call them? Mr. Washington, did somebody call you for you to be on their program?
They never called me and talked to me about the situation.
Okay, that's
I think he was impartial. If he wanted to have that conversation with Mr. Terrell, why did he invite me to the scene, too?
Who, Mr. Terrell?
When he talked to Mr. Philip Terrell, why was I invited? For I could tell my side while he tell his side.
Wow.
Okay, and just for people who don't know, explain to the people, Mr. Washington.
Okay, Mr. Terrell is the judge that, in this case, where they're trying to steal our property. It started with him.
Mm.
Okay.
And he's vividly denied this situation. He's on there. He's saying that they had witness and stuff like that. Everybody that they paraded through that courthouse had to be a friend or associate of Mr. Wilbur, associate of landowner, mm-hmm, that was suing us.
Wow.
Okay, because there's keys that you have to get in that property that says do not duplicate.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and so there's no way they could come down there, and he's going to say that Jimbo Downs witnessed us dumping trash down there. Now, the trash they had pictures was on Omega Air Associate plantation, not on our property. This is the trash he claimed they washed down the bay when there was no flood.
And that's when you got charged $17,000.
Yeah, $17,000. And then the worst thing about even a criminal charge for dumping trash, the biggest fine is $500.
And they charge you $17,000.
So, D.C., for people who didn't catch Mr. Washington the last time
Washington
he called.
Like
Mr. Washington, when you call, you
just
caught me off guard. And let me just say this. You sound so angry. And every
thing about it.
And let me just finish. You sound so angry, and DC brought you up on the air, but ever since we spoke to you, my heart has bled for you and for your family, because though we didn't know anything about the case, and still really only know what you've told us about the case, it just seems so unjust that a family who has owned this property for as long as your family has been kept from their property. And I say this to DC every day since we talked to you. Gosh, I hope that they can find
a way to get back their property.
Well, excuse me. We do too, but the next thing I want to say, Tony is an investigative journalist. Well, you know, I invite him to walk through Rapides Courthouse and Pineville Courthouse and go over the information which I put out there. Nobody put it out there but me. You know, and then Mr. Terrell said, and he said that Pineville has nothing to do with land. But he's incorrect because Pineville, the one that put the lien on the property, in which we had to go to the Ninth Judicial Court to get the lien off.
Did you get the lien off? Did you get the lien off?
We got the lien. We got the lien off because it went under Judge Donna Johnson at that time, and Donna Johnson told Mr. Socia and his lawyer, "You can't have your cake and eat it too." The Howells have met their responsibility, and this case looked kind of funny, but it's nothing I can do because that was in Pineville jurisdiction.
Well, so why did they have a lien on your property?
The reason they had the lien was their intention was not to sue for the trash itself, was to put a suit where the money was accruing interest, thinking we could pay the money, and evidently they would take the property.
They were going to take that. So, sir. So when who said that you had to give the $15,000? What person said that? What judge?
Judge Philip Terrell.
Wow.
That's who said, that's who ordered it.
So that's what your problem is with Philip Terrell.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, that's my problem. I'm not out there campaigning for anybody.
Right.
Nobody can buy my vote. I'm not selling my vote like a lot of folks. People are.
Wow.
Okay. I'm not doing that. This is a personal issue about my family inheritance.
I got you.
My grandfather bought this property in 1929, raised 16 kids on it, including my mother.
So Tony Brown never called you. You want to give him your number so he can call you?
He can call me anytime he wants. It's 318-613-7512. And if you want to come down to 3825 Cooper Williams Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302, he's welcome to come in anytime.
Wow. Yeah, so did you feel like you wouldn't get your side heard fairly? Is that why
you didn't connect with
Brown?
I called the town talk. They never returned my call.
Right.
So, you know, I didn't know how to get it out.
Wow.
And with Tony, the first thing I heard, a lot of people told me that Tony was campaigning for Phil Terrell.
Okay.
So I felt that it was no reason to go to Tony.
Oh.
But I don't understand why he didn't get with you, though. I don't understand why he didn't get with you. It's certainly not hard to track you down if you're an investigative journalist and that's what you do.
It wasn't hard because I'm going to tell you, one of his friends that they got the letter from know exactly where they got the address. Representative.
What letter, sir? What letter? We don't know anything about
it. I wrote a letter out there explaining what happened. I gave it to Representative Herbert Dixon. Evidently, he is campaigning for Philip Terrell.
Wow.
So he evidently passed that letter on to them.
Wow. Now,
because I know Philip
Terrell. We don't know a whole lot about
it. What did the letter say?
The letter stated about when my grandfather bought the property, how many kids he raised, and about the how we were shafted on this deal because we had that right away since 1929. And the intentions for them really to steal the property because the property, you know, there's been many lies. When he put the fence around us, it was like, well, I'm going to put in Axel Deals of Mr. Whipple Soche. He never even got licensed to put Axel Deals in.
What are Axel Deers? What are Axel Deers?
That's exotic deer they import from, I think, India.
Oh, okay. Oh, exotic deer.
A lot of the big hunting clubs, when they put up high fences, they put those there.
Wow. Okay.
You know, they charge for hunt.
Okay. They charge people to hunt on the land.
Yes.
They never got the deer, Carlos. You don't get it. What happens is they're doing that so they can put a gate around it so they can get in.
But they never got the deer, is what he's saying.
Go ahead.
Was to put the fence around us in the first place. And what they did, once they put the fence around, well, I've been killing deer ever since I was a young boy. And I killed a 172 class non-typical buck.
Tell us what that is. Because I'm not the only one who don't know.
that's none typical. The horns are not equal, but it's a real large set of horns.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't feel that regularly in Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
But it was said to me that he was mad because I killed his deer.
Oh.
He owned the deer. The state of Louisiana owned the deers.
Right.
You know, my family was there hunting way before he ever came there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw deer in this place way before he ever came there. He didn't put any deers there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how he can call his deers. You know? But the thing about it, the whole thing in a nutshell, the man intends to steal the property. You know?
Wow.
I can't believe
I've gotten letters from him, when he told us we had to get our stuff off the property, that we rudely rejected his offer to buy the property.
Mm-hmm.
If you call Rude, when you say, look, I'm glad you're interested in buying the property, but we're not interested in selling, so please do not contact us anymore. If that's Rude, I don't know what you want to
say. Okay, so this is what people want to know, because let me just tell you that after...
got a lot of phone calls.
We got a lot of phone calls.
A lot of people.
And so even as we were traveling throughout of Boyle's Parish and we've been traveling around, people have been asking about you.
Right.
And they have been concerned, and people have said simply, that is dirty.
What they're doing, and that $17,000 is the part I'm trying to get by. I cannot see.
That $17,000, like I say, fine for littering, misdemeanor fine is no more than
$500. Mm-hmm.
Man, that's
bad. And he charged us with the cost according to everything was right at $17,000.
Man, that's wrong.
So, that was ridiculous. And then what really angered me about the whole situation, he made it accruing interest from the day he filed the lawsuit. Not the day he won it.
Now, that's the gentleman that told you that he was going to be fair with you.
Yeah. Look, the thing about it, I wrote a letter to Mr. Soche before we went down, when he wrote a letter talking about the trash. I told Mr. Soche, I said, I don't think my family is responsible for this trash because previous floods had brought this stuff in here.
Mm-hmm.
But the buyer that runs the back of our property, I will go down and my family will clean that up. Well, they had baby diapers, Pampers, all kind of stuff, like bleach bottles and different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we picked that up. We don't have electricity. We don't have water there. And then Mr. Terrell's going to say, well, he said he had garbage. I mean, like four or five or six or seven mayonnaise jars. That's not considered garbage on your own property.
Hold up. You mean it wasn't a truckload of trash? You mean it was a bag of trash?
No. The trash that they got pictures of was actually on their property, Arizona Omega Plantation. And what happened, all the years that I've been down there, Mike Walzer had parties and had people staying at that house. Now, who picked up their trash? No, there's no trash run down there.
Okay.
And they had whiskey bottles and stuff that we didn't drink.
I thought this was sleep. So, sir, basically, this was fine until you heard somebody mention your name this morning. You had kind of...
You had ceased.
But when you heard your name, somebody called you out this morning, i.e. Tony Brown, called you out, called you a character.
He called me out saying, Robert Washington, character? I'm a taxpaying person.
Mm. Yeah, you're a citizen.
That, I pay my taxes. I'm a retired nurse. Oh. I don't, I'm not out there politicking for anybody. I'm not getting paid to politic for anybody.
Wow.
And really, that's another story, And I'm going to tell you something. If you listen at yourself on the radio, it looks like you're the one politicking for someone, not me.
Wow.
Well, you invite him to call you, right?
I invite him to call me. I invite him to come to my house.
So let me ask you this, Mr. Washington.